Turn with me, if you would, back to Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Let's read verses 16 to 21 again. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, in the bright and morning star, in the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. I was reading and searching for a message, and I ended up here in Revelation 22. And in reading these final verses of the chapter, two little words grabbed my attention, and they very much blessed my heart. It's the two words at the end of verse 20. Even so. Even so. Verse 20 says, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Those two words just got my attention. I don't know why, honestly. I pray the Lord grab my attention with them and will bless them. But I've always read those words and not paid much attention to them. I've just thought of them as basically being another way of saying amen. Amen. Even so. That's what I want. That's what you say. That's what I say. I agree. And it does mean that. But I looked those two words up in a concordance, and in doing so, I realized that it means something so much deeper than just that. So much deeper than just, I agree. Those two words are used all throughout the Scripture, and they have different meaning in different places as they're used. But right here, this is what they mean. And I pray that the Lord will let us enter into this tonight. Because he let me enter into this, and my struggle has been trying to convey what he did for me. Maybe he'll do it for you. Just ask him to do it for you. But this is what those two words mean. They mean truly, sincerely, with assuredness in my heart, I mean what I'm saying. It's deep. It's deep. Like when you tell somebody something and you know that they didn't understand what you were saying. And you pause, you know, you get right in there, you line up with their eyes. It's like, look at me, listen to me. Really? Really? Like, am I conveying sincerely? Really? I mean this. I deeply mean what I'm saying. It's worthy of a pause. It's worthy of a Selah, a moment to ponder this truly with sincerity, with assuredness in my heart. I mean this. That is the emphasis, the deep emphasis that I want to carry through this message. And I do pray the Lord will let us enter into a few scriptures tonight with that frame of heart. We talk about a frame of mind. I pray the Lord will put us in that frame of heart. Lord, let us enter in with the heart. As I looked up those words, it gives you references and places where they are. So I turned to a few of those places where they were mentioned. And seeing it in light of that definition, I was able to enter into some of these places like I just never had before. More deeply, more sincerely. And this blessed my heart so much. It just made me so happy and so thankful. So all I want to do is take you through some scriptures. This is not going to be a big, difficult outline. We're going to go through some scriptures, and I'm going to show you some of these places. And let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to put us in this frame of heart to hear this and see this sincerely, deeply. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, verse 25 says, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things." These things that the Lord has testified. There in Revelation 22, the Lord was talking about all of these things. If any man adds to these things or takes away from these things that the Lord has testified, these things concerning salvation and eternal life, these things that He has revealed to those who are His chosen, adopted, redeemed, called people. Now, just to be clear, there are plenty of things that our Lord has revealed concerning those who are not His people. Our Lord has testified many things concerning those who are not His people, those who are left in their rebellion and their rejection of God, things concerning His wrath, things concerning His judgment, things concerning eternal condemnation. But concerning the things that He has said to His particular people, His redeemed people, the things that He's testified concerning His love and His grace and His mercy, all of these things, the things that He's testified concerning the truth of the gospel, the gift of His blood, the eternal life that has been freely given in Him. Verse 25 says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes." Our Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 26, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." He said, "Truly, Father, truly, sincerely, that's what seemed good in your sight to do. Honestly. Honestly. Father, you could have revealed these things to anybody. You could have revealed them to anybody. And He could have. He could have revealed these things to anybody. He could have revealed these things to scholars." Just think about this for one little second. He could have revealed these things to scholars. He could have revealed these things to historians. He could have revealed these things to doctors of divinity. Men and women who are so much more wise and prudent. But the Lord said, speaking to his father, he said, "Father, in all sincerity, in all truth, that's not who you were pleased to reveal it to. Father, you purposed in your heart to reveal these things to babes." Babes? Really? Really? Truly? Even so. Even so. "It pleased my Father," he said, "to reveal salvation to babes." To reveal salvation to babes. That's so amazing to me. People who say, "I just don't understand these things." That's what we say. "I'm not wise and prudent like other men and women are. I'm just not deep like other men and women are. I'm so simple. I'm so shallow. I'm so small." Our Lord said, "Really? Really? Look at me in the eye." Our Lord says to us, to our souls, "Really?" That's who he was pleased to reveal it to. That's what seemed good in my Father's eyes. In the eternal purpose of God, as God ordered and purposed and designated and chose and selected and ordained and predestinated and predetermined, he said, "That's what my Father wanted." Really? Really? That's just beautiful to me. So beautiful. Look with me at Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 10, it says, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if it be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so." Now let's see if we can enter into what he's saying here. Not just what he's saying, but how he's saying it. Okay? Verse 14, he said, "Truly, sincerely, with assuredness in my heart, I mean what I'm saying. It is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Really? Can you, with eyes of faith, see the look in his eyes? You think about him telling them this. Can you see the look in his eyes as he says, "Really? Really? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's not going to let it happen. He has purposed in his heart to reveal his salvation to babes, and he's not going to let one of them perish. It's not going to happen. Really?" The thought of that is just such a blessing. Those reassuring words of comfort. Confidence. Turn with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 14. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so." This is the truth. This is the truth. Really. This is the only hope there is, really. I mean what I'm saying here. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He must. He must. He said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things? He had to. He had to. It was the only hope that sinful men and women against God had. The only hope. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, all of my people, to myself. If I'm lifted up unto death, they'll be lifted up unto life. My conviction will be their pardon. My exclusion will be their inclusion. I mean what I'm saying. I mean what I'm saying. I deeply mean what I'm saying. This is the truth. This is the truth. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He must. Turn with me to John 5. Verse 20, it says, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Truly, the Son quickens whom he will. Truly, he is sovereign over these things. Truly, really. He is sovereign in this matter, and he will quicken whoever he is pleased to quicken. He was lifted up for every person that he purposed in his heart to be lifted up for. He laid down his life for every soul that he purposed to give life to. And who was that, really? Truly, who was that? Turn over to John 10. Verse 15 says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I do. Even so, I sincerely do. Lay down my life for the sheep. Look up at verse 11. He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. With assuredness in my heart, I mean what I'm saying. I lay down my life willingly, gladly, for my sheep. My sheep are babes who will never perish because I laid down my life in order to give them eternal life, and they're going to have it. Really. Verse 27 right here, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Really. Turn over to Romans 5. Romans 5, verse 17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, truly, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life, truly. The righteousness of one, truly. This is one that we need to hear even so on. This is one that we get so downcast over and discouraged over. We see all this sin in ourselves and wickedness in ourselves. And the Word of God says to the souls of His people, even so, truly, the righteousness of one came upon every soul who was justified to life. Truly, truly, we truly are holy in Christ, righteous in Christ, truly made righteous by Him, in Him, through Him. Truly. Verse 19 says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so," you might as well say, "even so, by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so." Grace has reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the truth, the absolute truth. Because of Him, because of the gift of Christ, because of the blood He gave, because of the life He gave, because of the justice and the righteousness and the satisfaction, where my sin has abounded and your sin has abounded, His grace is much more abounded. I would love for the Spirit of God to look my soul right in the eyes and say that to me, truly, truly. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15, verse 19, it says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." I'm so thankful for that verse of Scripture. Is this real? Is eternity real? Are we really going somewhere? Or are we wasting 52 Sunday nights a year? Is there a resurrection? Is there an afterlife? Verse 19 says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die," this is the truth, "even so in Christ shall all be made alive." This is the absolute truth. Really, really. Every soul in Christ is going to live forever. This is the sincere, true declaration of God Almighty. I know that's hard to imagine. I know that's hard to understand. I know that's hard to, I believe, help my unbelief. But this is true. This is true. Everything that happened in Adam, everything that happened to us in Adam, all the death, all the vileness, all the wickedness, all the sin, Everything that happened to us in Adam, the exact opposite is going to happen to us in Christ. Life, goodness, purity, holiness. Just as truly as we can see this, we will see that. Just as truly. Even so, of a truth. That's what's coming. That is what's coming. And it's coming with Him. It's coming with Him. I'm almost finished. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Verse 14, it says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so," this right here is the truth. This is the absolute sincere truth. You can bank your soul on this. "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." We're going to be with Him. We are going to be with Him. We're going to be with Him when He returns. He's bringing every soul that has gone to be with Him, with Him. Verse 15 says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." We're going to be with Him. He said, you can be assured of that. I mean what I'm saying. This is the testimony of God Almighty. And He means what He's saying. He means what He's saying. All of this is His testimony to us. This is what He has to say to us. Everything that we've read, this is what He has to say to us. Now here's our closing question, okay? Because of that, because that's what He has to say to us, what do we have to say to Him? All right? Because that is His testimony to us. That's what He said to us. What do we say to Him? Go with me to Revelation 22. Verse 20 says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen." And what do we say to Him in return? "Truly, Lord." Just think about it. This is what the Spirit of the Lord let me enter into. Ask the Lord to help you to enter into this. "Truly, Lord." Sincerely. I mean what I'm saying in my heart. I want to mean what I'm saying in my heart. I don't want to just finish the line. I want to, with a true assessment of my soul, I want to say, "Even so." I mean this. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. I mean this. Really. Come to us. Come and be with us. Save us. Help us. Gather us near to You. Comfort us. Bless us. This is our sincere cry to You from the depths of our souls. You say amen, we say it too. Amen. Sincerely, truly, come. Verse 21 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen. All right. Let's all stand together.